Welcome to Cubs Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Burns. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee King. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Monroe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Benton. Pitching for the New York Giants, Rube Benton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Fleck. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, John Kelleher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Sullivan. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bill Kelleher. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hippo Vaughn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hippo Vaughn. And now, play ball. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch takes first base on ball four. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is hit by the pitch. Frisch moves to second. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is called out on strikes. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes moves to third. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Mysel moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2. And the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King takes first base on ball four. John Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe is hit by the pitch. King moves to second. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King moves to third. Monroe moves to second. Eddie Brown pinch hits for Rube Benton. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 1 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Barnes now pitching. Goldie Rapp now playing third base. Frankie Frisch now playing second base. Bill Kilefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kilefer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Frisch fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Flack hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Frisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngs strikes out. One out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frisch moves to second. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meisel strikes out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vaughn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 1 in the game. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 2 in the game. Bancroft hits a line drive into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frisch hits a line drive into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch misplays the ball. That's an error on Frisch. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollocker bunts in front of the plate. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barnes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. King hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapp hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meisel hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Sullivan bunts in front of the plate. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 2 in the game. Deal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Flack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flack. The throw from Snyder and he is safe. Flack steals second. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Flack moves to third. Kelleher moves to second. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mysel hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0 for 3 in the game. Bancroft hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngs hits a fly ball into center field. Mysel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frisch. The throw from Kelleher and he is safe. Frisch steals second. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-3 in the game. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. King takes first base on ball 4. Alex Gaston pinch hits for Goldie Rapp. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Hollocker. King moves to second. Kurt Walker pinch runs for Alex Gaston. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. King moves to third. One out. Earl Smith pinch hits for Jesse Barnes. Art Neff pinch runs for Frank Snyder. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. King scores. Neff moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Kelleher and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Neff scores. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-4 in the game. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kelleher scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Patterson now playing third base. Slim Sally now pitching. Earl Smith now catching. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Flack hits a line drive into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-4 in the game. Hollocker hits a line drive towards short. Bancroft reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Frisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frisch moves to third. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mysel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Smith for a passed ball. Mysel moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-4 in the game. Deal hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. King hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes King trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Slim Sally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sally bunts for an out with unknown description. Patterson moves to second. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Twombly pinch runs for Bill Kelleher. Hippo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-4 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Flack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngs. Flack reaches second base with a double. There goes Twombly trying to get to home. Youngs throws the ball into Frisch, who relays the ball to Smith, who tags Twombly, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-5 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell now catching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Burns bunts towards first. Grimes fields the ball and throws to Vaughn covering. Safe. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-5 in the game. Bancroft bunts for an out with unknown description. Burns moves to second. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Frisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Meisel. Frisch reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngs bunts towards first. Grimes fields the ball and throws to Vaughn covering. Safe. Frisch moves to third. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Frisch scores. Youngs moves to third. It's 4-2, Giants. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. King is walked intentionally. Pat Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngs scores. Kelly scores. King moves to second. It's 6-2, Giants. Slim Sally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sally is 0-for-0 in the game. Sally hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Meisel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Cubs Park in Chicago.